Hi, Rhys here, author of the Strong Minds Personal Development Programs. And this course, Personal Leadership, Taking Control of Your Mind and Your Life Every Day. We're on the final section of the course, so what happens now? Part one, summary and success essentials. We've covered a hell of a lot of ground within this course, and there could well be many areas that you'd like to work on to improve or change. The danger here is that you pick too many to work on at once and you end up not getting the impact you want, or it becomes just too much to chew in one go and you end up choking and not doing any of the areas very well at all. My recommendation, therefore, is that you pick one or two of the most important areas to work on first, the ones that will have the most positive impact on you and in the shortest time frame possible, so that you get some early wins and start building that all-important momentum. Concentrate on these until you see the measurable progress you want or the changes embedded and working effectively on positive autopilot. In this respect, and at this point in the course, you're probably thinking to yourself, that's fine, well, how long do I have to focus on something until I see the change I want? And that's a natural question because mentally it will give us the satisfaction in knowing the answer, won't it? However, this is the old program part of the brain kicking in again, and it can set up some unrealistic expectations. The reality is that it takes different amounts of time for different people and their different challenges. Maxwell Maltz, in his book Psycho-Cybernetics, which is where I got the how-to formula from, he states that typically it took 21 days to form a new habit. But that's a generic answer based on the law of averages from his patients in a different era of time. Although attention spans are lower now than ever before, we do tend to take in more information more easily than ever before as well. So for some, working on something every day for a whole 21 consecutive days could be a bit tiresome, a bit of a chore. Some people just need variety and they want faster results. With this in mind, you may want to chunk improvements and then alternate them. By this I mean, let's say you pick four key areas to work on, two high priority and two of a lesser priority, but still important. You could chunk these into a week at a time so that you work on all four within a month. If you then repeat the process, you'll have worked on all four areas three times each within just one quarter. And probably given more concentration to each one for the 3 separate weeks that you focused on them. Times this by 7 days per week, and you get the 21 days that Maxwell Maltz talked about. As with most things, though, this is a guideline, not a directive. So use what works for you. The fact is, some changes may take longer, and some may take less time. It all depends on the nature of the thing, if you like, that you want to change or improve. How deeply embedded or programmed it is as part of you, your level of desire, determination, and of course, discipline to follow through on the changes and so on. Having said this, with the technology available to us today, like smartphones with alarms, alerts, calendars, and scheduling capability, we have the tools to learn these new habits faster than ever before, too. For example, you could put the improvement you want to make or habit you want to change as the lock screen message on your phone. According to recent research, we unlock our screen on average 110 times each day. So this would give maximum exposure to the new habit that you want to embed and with minimum effort. At times, you may not even notice or acknowledge it consciously, but the unconscious will. In effect, it will almost become a kind of positive subliminal message. It helps reprogram your brain to think in a way that your mind intends it to. Whichever the case, the framework to follow in part two of this final section should act as a quick and easy summary reference point for all that we've covered in the course so far. So I'll see you in part two. Hi, Rhys here, author of Strong Minds Personal Development Programs and this course, Personal Leadership, Taking Control of Your Mind and your life every day. We're on the final section, so what happens now? Part two, the Strong Minds Six-Figure Success Essentials Framework. I've named the framework I'm about to share with you Six-Figure Success Essentials because it's the framework I used to earn six-figure incomes early in my business career, and subsequently the ones I used to coach teams and business owners to increase monthly revenues by six figures, and in some cases to make seven-figure annual revenue impacts. It's worked extremely well for me, my teams, my clients and businesses that I've managed. And my hope is that it will act as an extremely useful guide for you too. One that's proven to be universally successful, but also allows the flexibility to add any elements for your choosing and that soon suit your own style of doing things. An important aspect of the framework is that it was deliberately designed to focus on the present and the future. I.e. it's a forward-looking reference tool rather than one that looks back. Understanding how we've been programmed was important as part of the process to develop personal leadership and a strong mind. But from here on in, our focus needs to be on where we are now and where we're heading to. In keeping with the messages that I've tried to emphasise at times throughout the course, this framework is also very simple in nature, but highly effective. I've therefore included a one-page PDF at the end of this section, or the end of the section of this course, so that you can download it and refer to it easily, or you can print it off and keep it in a place where you can review it regularly until it becomes embedded in your mind. So here we go, I'll run through the six-figure success essentials. Part one, your values. Be clear about your values in each area of your life and prioritize them. Your highest values become your most prized motivators and instill a strong internal drive, which in turn leads to action and direction. It's just like a compass leading you where you want to go. Point two, clear aspirations and end objectives. Decide what it is you want to accomplish, whether it be tangible, intangible, or a combination of both. Once you've decided, commit to it and take the very first action as soon as possible to begin building the momentum. Three, your belief system. If you don't believe you're capable or worthy of accomplishing what you set out to do, you'll either not start or you'll limit your success. Identify any limiting beliefs and consciously shift them, therefore, by seeing the positive outcomes and rewards instead. Set a belief system that serves your needs and your wants. Item four, plan as far as you can see. You can't always see all the required steps at the start of a journey, but you can plan as far as you can see right now. So set out your plan, including any potential obstacles and solutions, and start moving. As you accomplish more and more, you'll come to bends in the road and you'll be able to see around those bends in terms of what needs to be done further ahead. Five, continue to educate yourself. Adding to your knowledge that others don't have will set you apart, increasing your competence, your confidence, and levels of success. As mentioned earlier in the course, don't rely solely on your company training, because this will be the same as everyone else gets and is therefore unlikely to make you any different to anyone else. So expose yourself to different topics and viewpoints through things like blogs, articles, or exec summaries to stimulate fresh thinking and inspire new ideas. Look in new places and explore quick and easy ways to learn. For example, like the sources I mentioned earlier in the course, SoundView Exec Book Summaries, i.e. www.summary.com, compressed non-fiction books via getabstract.com, or Harvard Business Reviews, www.hbr.org, because these articles take complete books and condense them into just a few pages. For learning on the go, consider audiobooks as an additional alternative. For example, www.audible.com is a good provider, or www.scribd.com, which offers books, magazines and audio at one of the lowest monthly subscription prices on the market today. But in summary, continuous learning equals continuous personal growth and success. Education increases competence. Competence increases confidence. Confidence increases belief. Belief increases desire. Desire increases motivation, and so on. They all effectively create new productive neural connections that deliver an awesome collective impact. Item 6, remain flexible. Keep your mind focused on what you want to accomplish, i.e. benefiting from your RAS, of course, but be flexible in your approach and how you might achieve your objectives. Continue to adopt new ideas and adapt if or when you need to along the way. Your strength will come from your ability to bend with strong winds and not be rigid in mind, i.e. having a mindset as in a fixed one to the way of thinking and therefore limiting you. And the final part, part 7, persist. Do not allow any obstacles to steal your thunder. Resolve to persist to the end and accomplish what you've set out to. Unless, of course, better opportunities come up that suit your needs even more, of course. Whatever the case, use your inner determination based on your values to drive you forward. Hold to your convictions and persist, because persistence and the use of your conscious creative imagination will beat resistance every time. A quick point before I end this particular part. Along the way, take the time to slow down or stop and appreciate what you already have. I've included an article here, Sometimes It Pays to Slow Down, The Power of Gratitude. Because if you're facing tough times or an uncomfortable environment at any time, however, being thankful for what you have or grateful for your circumstances can be a particularly difficult thing to do, can't it? In such situations, and I've been there, there and back many times myself, it becomes easier if you ask a slightly different question than the typical what am I grateful for. In tough times, it's easier to ask the following. If I give it enough thought, what could I be grateful for right now? This kind of question and the simple use of the word could makes you think differently, because it steers the mind to what's possible rather than what is or what many people see as obvious. It also has a more future orientated feel to it, in as much as it gets the mind thinking forward based on the word could as opposed to what is currently. These two areas of focus could be the ones that begin to drive you forward again, rather than focusing on what might be tough right now. So this is coming to the end of this course, but hopefully the start of a new journey. So it's the end of part 2 of this particular section. I'll see you in part 3. Hi, Rhys here, author of the Strong Minds Personal Development Programs. And this course, Personal Leadership, Taking Control of Your Mind and Your Life Every Day. Final part of the course, so what happens now? Summary and Success Essentials. Part 3, Purpose for a Meaningful Life. Purpose is far stronger than any individual goal or objective, because it takes into account the broader picture, the complete person, and comes from a person's sense of resolve, conviction and determination. It's a powerful force for deciding on your ambitions, your personal standards and your code of conduct. Essentially, how you will live your life now and ultimately who you intend to become. Nobody can tell us the answer to what our purpose here on earth should be, because it's the choice of each and every individual alive. Luckily, I've had and I have a good life. So for me right now, I'm not overly concerned about more success or money. It's far more about enjoying life one day at a time. Part of my enjoyment, however, is seeing others becoming happier and more prosperous so that they in turn can help others. It's a ripple effect that goes far and wide. And it poses a question for you. What's your overriding purpose and why? I'm sure that many of you studying this course have heard Simon Sinek and his book Start With Why. Well, I like to end with why. And my reason for this is very important. If your why for making improvements and changes in the way you manage your mind and achieve what you want in life isn't strong enough, then your actions won't be strong enough to follow through either. My parting question is therefore a telling one for you, and one you must answer honestly. And it's this. Is the personal effort that you're willing to invest in yourself are put into this effectively self-coaching course, worth the rewards that you will gain as a result. When and if you answer yes to this question, you may then need to follow the yes with another why and another why until you become very clear about the strength of the reasons, the motives, the desires, and ultimately the core values that you aim to satisfy. Answer this question and you'll certainly be on the right track. With that in mind, I sincerely thank you for taking part in this course. I hate to leave you and have you leave me, so please consider the following before we wrap up. Going forward, I intend creating a forum, maybe on Facebook, so that all participants that go through my courses on this or any other learning platform, in fact, can use it to post questions, compare notes, ideas or experiences, and share successes, as well as offering ongoing news and insights and tips. If you want to be included, you can register at the foot of my blog page. Just put your email in and I'll make sure you're included. With that said, I now wish you the very best of luck in your quest to be who you want to be and achieve what you want to achieve in your life. Yours positively, signing off, Reese. Thank you.